Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Just have a quick tip here for you. It's something me and my boy Brandon was actually working on. So we have a little resolution for you, and I hope this helps out other folks that are using any of the ADVC devices. First thing to keep in mind when using the ADVC device is that you're not able to use other applications that use the audio and video controllers on your computer. For example, iChat or screen sharing, because one or the other is going to start overriding each other. You're going to run into problems like we did. So luckily I'm able to screen capture this so I can give you a walkthrough on how to set this up. Now my ADVC 300, all the presets on it are default settings. I have not changed anything on it, except for plugging in the FireWire into my Mac. Now, when using it with Final Cut Pro, and I believe Final Cut Express would be the same, but correct me if I'm wrong. First, what we'll need to do is click on the Final Cut menu name, go to Audio and Video Settings, and make sure that you have it, the sequence set to DVNTSC 4800 kHz. The same thing with the capture preset, and the device control, we're using FireWire NTSC. Now, one thing to note is if you do change the little switches on your ADVC device and you switch it to 32 kilohertz, make sure that you make those changes to the sequence preset. And as well to the capture preset. Once you have that set up, go ahead and click OK. Now you'll need to click on File, Log and Capture, and your device will initialize. Now you'll get this here, and in order to preview it, which I have mine set up for the display here, I'll go ahead and click on Play. Now as you can see, the movie is already playing. Now this is an actual DVD. It is not a copy, it's the original DVD. And if you watch my prior video on how to get around the Macrovision, you will be able to do this with this particular device. Now I'm gonna go ahead and click on capture now, and then after I click now, I will go ahead and start playing this movie. So now it's already starting to capture. So that way I give myself a little bit of leeway from the beginning and the end. I'm going to now select play. And now my movie is starting to record. Now I'm going to go ahead and skip to another scene just so we can bypass the beginning of this. Guess I could only skip but one so many. Now, in order to start recording, simply hit the escape key. Now we can just go ahead and close out this log and capture box. Our video file is right here. We can drag this into our timeline. As you can see, it does not need any rendering at all because of the presets that we're currently already using, which match up our device. So let's go ahead and just play this out just to test it.
spend a whole lot of time with the girls, huh? Hey, are you really trying to escape?
And there you have it. We now have the ADVC device working properly as it should be. We're able to capture our video, whether it be from VHS or DVD, connected to your ADVC device. Again, hope this helps you out, some folks. Like I said, me and my boy Brandon was working on this, and this was the resolution that we came up with to be able to help other folks. As always, thank you for taking the time to watch.